I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
Welcome to Basketball Stories. I am Cleveland Anderson.
I'm Dan Dries.
And I'm Kyle Scanlon. Dan, you want to take this guy?
Yeah.
I feel like this is...
Oh, I did like telling amount of research for this one. This is just a great... It's Michael Jordan versus Scottie Pippen in a dick measuring contest, which is something that went on with them for most of their career.
Literal dick measuring contest.
Literal and figurative.
Dick
measuring contest. Where to even begin? How do you start?
Well, you start by going on all these websites, and they're all not great information, and you look in the comments, and four comments in every time is a guy selling get big dick pills.
Yeah, always.
That was my favorite part about all this.
Just likes from Scottie Pippen.
I kept trying to look at Scottie Pippen's dick on the internet, but had to keep scrolling.
It's like, you've seen the middle of his dick.
Bigger than my screen!
Yeah, Scottie definitely has the edge in all of this. Like, there's no story that doesn't say Scottie Pippen has a bigger dick.
I feel like that's what drives most of Michael Jordan trying to be so competitive with him.
Oh yeah,
I feel like he must have saw him in the shower first practice and was like, "No, like, this is not okay.
That is not a rookie penis.
That's not a rookie scale penis."
That's why he was so mean to Scottie. Everyone's like, he was trying to make him great. He was like, no, he had to get him off the team so he could go back to being the biggest dick.
Yeah.
He was trying to make him hurt his confidence with that baby's arm of a penis he had.
From the sound of it, it'd be like just like a baby, a baby's whole body.
Yeah. I think it's bigger than a baby's arm. Yeah. It's bigger than the saying about having a big dick.
I mean, this is like, well, even in the NBA, there's only two guys that I can think of who have prominent big dick stories, and it's Scottie Pippen and Shaq.
Oh, Manute Bol has one.
Manute Bol has one?
Yeah.
Really? I heard when I was younger, there was a rumor that Hoops from Flavor of Love, who had slept with Shaq, revealed that his penis was very small.
Oh.
Well, small for his height.
Yeah, but that still means...
That's still a 12-inch dick.
I remember the floor being like 5 or 6 inches or something like that for a 7-foot man. Which, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of the Shaq ones are just based around like, he's gigantic, I bet his dick is huge.
Really?
Scottie's the only one who I don't know the Manute Bol one, but...
It was something with an interview where he would just stand naked. He was just standing naked, and he's so tall that it, like, almost hit a reporter. Which is very fun.
Yeah.
So just imagine him.
For everyone who isn't the reporter.
Yeah.
A blast.
It's like if a tree fell over the other way.
That has to be like, there's so many dudes who are like, I just want to get in the NBA. You can be naked in front of people at the end of your job.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be tight. But yeah, I don't know. Scottie Pippen, he looks like he has like that face that is so, I don't know, like so like masculine. You know what I'm saying? It's like
Like
sort
every
of
feature is like super defined.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably part of it.
Yeah, I think what's it like, a pituitary abnormality?
Something like that.
Maybe.
I think so. I know pituitary gland has to do with growing, so.
Yeah, I know it's a word. So together we know what Dan knows. Yeah,
so I feel like it's just like the growing and stretching of like the feet. He looks like a grown man. Like men look like men typically, but he looks like a hard man.
When do you think he
LeBron's
had that
LeBron's kind of
dick.
The same way.
Yeah, exactly.
When do you think he had that size of dick?
I
like,
mean, like,
because your shoe size stops at like 14. Like, when you're like 13 or 14, your feet stop growing. Like, you think he had
that
giant dick as like a 12-year-old?
It's possible.
Can we talk about this without getting arrested?
Hold on. Who would arrest us?
Woo! Big dick police here.
Boner police.
It's just Scottie Pippen. He doesn't even handcuff you. He just ties your arms to a chair with his dick. Don't move or I'll flex.
Cut off your circulation. Yeah.
Just wraps it around you like a boa constrictor.
Oh, man. Well, I also looked up where the like where the rumor came from.
Mm-hmm.
It came from basically one guy, a former coach for the Bulls, had a dinner with someone, and they like went home and transcribed all of it and sent it to a bunch of different like media reporters. But it was the former, I think it was the former defensive coach for the Chicago Bulls, Johnny Bock.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was just at a dinner, and he told like. There's literally like 10 great NBA stories that come out of
so much of all of what we found is from that. This
it's 90% of it. Like one of my favorite ones that he dropped was that Michael Jordan knew about Tiger Woods cheating with a bunch of people,
hilarious.
And that he was like, "Yeah, man, I've tried to warn him and tell him about my system. He's gonna get caught if he keeps doing it this way." And that his system was that he had hired five former narcotics agents.
Dan, it was four, not five.
I'm sorry. I exaggerated there. He only hired four ex-CIA guys
to
vet any woman that slept with him on the road.
Oh, and all four had to approve of her.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan did?
That was the rumor. That
was to meet Michael Jordan.
Just to meet him.
Just to talk to him.
Jesus. I get it, though. I mean, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean he was like...
Maybe like four. I would probably just maybe like two.
He was...
Yeah, mine would be just so YouTube.
Famous.
You said YouTube?
It'd just be you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And YouTube. I'd type her name into YouTube.
What would be, I guess, the criteria for us to give the okay to a girl?
Yeah.
Or a woman.
What are you looking for us to avoid?
I don't want... Same thing with Michael Jordan. It's just a lot of his same concerns, you know? I don't want anybody touching my fortune, really.
Well, all right, I mean, so we can let everybody in.
Yeah, so everybody's
good.
Yeah. We're really just hanging out. That's why I picked you guys. It doesn't have shit to do with my anything.
So, his wife took half?
Who, Jordan's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, she took a bunch.
He had to sue Dominic to get some money back.
For real?
He took Dominic's down as a company. Michael Jordan did.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were using his, like, image and his name or something on something without his permission. And they were already doing pretty poorly. And then he sued him for, like, $30 million or something like that and won.
Oh, my God.
And they went bankrupt right away.
And that's where all the Marianos came out of nowhere.
Yep, that's where all the Marianos came in. For all you Chicago kids. Your hero took away... You're Dominic's.
I mean,
I enjoy Dom. I saw a girl cry a bunch because she got caught stealing a bottle of Jaeger there one time.
You gotta have a good time.
Man, no, that ruins your night, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Going to jail sucks. They were just like, "You are not allowed to leave." And she was like,
"No,
really?
Let me go, Dominic's police."
Yeah. Dude, if a Dominic's guy tried to hold me hostage,
man, I'm running.
I'm out.
I'm walking out.
I'm out.
If you make it outside, you didn't commit a crime.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
free.
Well, like, that's not to encourage people to steal shit. But
I mean, do what you want to do.
If I live your life. Yeah. And
there's...
Most stores have a policy where if you chase someone who's stealing something outside of the premises of the workplace, you're fired.
Yeah.
So most people, I worked at Urban Outfitters for a while, and that was their rule.
Really?
So you could just steal shit from there if you wanted to. If you just make it past the doors, just never look back.
That's hilarious.
Who cares? Urban Outfitters sucks.
No,
it's like the worst. It's like the highest paid CEO and like top 10 highest paid CEOs, and they pay their employees the worst.
Yeah, and they're
what do they get paid?
Straight minimum wage.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like a grown ass adult making like less than $8 an hour there or something like that.
Jesus.
That's times were tough.
Yeah. Those are the lean years, my man.
Yeah. I was very skinny then. I was very skinny. Sometimes I would just lick peanut butter. Like, yeah. This is my meal for the day. I'm good. Don't need to spoil myself. It was a weird job, though. I met Sean Marion there one time.
You told me about that.
Yeah. He showed up. It was whenever he was on the Suns, and he was, like, making, like, $18 million a year. He showed up, and he bought, like, $600 worth of stuff. But if somebody ever buys more than, like, $300, you have to get manager's approval to go through.
Wait, how long ago was this?
He played for the Suns, so this is 10 years ago, probably.
He played for more? 10 years ago? I guess he wasn't
yeah.
10 years
it's
ago.
Like 10 or 12 years ago, yeah.
It seems so long that that Sean Marion has been out of the league.
Yeah.
I don't even remember him anymore. And he was good.
Yeah. He was amazing. But I really weirded him out because I was like, hold on, I have to get a manager. Somebody was like, you have to get a manager. And I was like, we don't need a manager. It's Sean Marion. He makes $18 million a year. I think he can afford $600 at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I wish you didn't put all my business out there like that. Yeah, like, I can see it in his eyes. Where he didn't say it, but he was just like, that's weird. That
he's
you
just
know.
Looking around like, taxes. Taxes are a bit.
Taxes.
Can you imagine, though, being somewhere and, like, someone publicly knows your net worth?
Yeah, it's crazy. Again, that's why I'd be like, yo.
This guy's got $76 million. Yeah. Dude, shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
For real. Yeah. Like, for real, taxes. It's shut up. Anyone who wants to rob me right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taxes are very hefty. Just consider that.
I feel like someone could look at me and know my net worth.
They could ballpark it.
Yeah. They could figure it out. Be like, that guy's probably a hundredaire.
Well, that was actually another thing that came out of the Johnny Bock thing is he revealed like how broke Scottie Pippen was.
One of 17 kids.
Yeah.
Did you know that? That's insane. So insane.
Crazy.
And so like his family like pushed him to sign that like long-term deal where he made like fucking nothing. He made like $3 million a year
yeah.
or something like that.
He like he left the Bulls and was just like in his little podunk ass hometown in what was it Arkansas?
Yeah.
And it was just like refusing to go to Chicago cuz he was like I'm making a tenth of what Michael Jordan makes. Mm-hmm. That is insane.
If you ever look up the payrolls of those Bulls teams, it's fucking insane.
It, right? Like yeah.
They fixed it in the later years where like they paid him like 2 years of like a huge contract and he didn't even play for one of them, I think.
Yeah.
Damn. It was like in the whenever they just stunk.
Like it was like
and
he had,
or something like that.
He had already played with the Trailblazers and
the Rockets
at that point and like kinda used up. Yeah, it was known he was done.
I think they did that. It was a favor more than anything.
Yeah, because that's insane. One of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be cool to be like, if you're the Bulls, you're rebuilding right now, and you got all this cap space, it would be fun to be like, hey, let's go out and get like a legend that used to be on our team, just who maybe didn't make the money he should have, and just give him $20 million.
Do you think that the league would make a stink
for
about that if a team did that with like let's say Kevin Durant, he takes his pay cut. And then at the very end of his career, he goes back to the Warriors and has, like, a two-year contract that he plays 1 year of and is overpaid. Like, they know that they're paying him for those years that he took a pay cut. Do you think the league would be pissed about that?
Kind of like what J.J. Redick has now. Like, where he makes $23 million on 1 year, if he just signed for the minimum next year on the Sixers, like, I wonder if the league would be like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if they paid him less while he was already on the team.
Oh, just to take advantage of, like, prime years?
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that, but I could see the league like complaining about that now. So it's cool that they let Scottie Pippen get away with that.
I mean, they could do that for Dirk because because he's left loads of money on the table.
Yeah.
And now that they're rebuilding, anybody they bring in is not going to make a ton of money.
I can't imagine their salary cap, but they're even close to a salary cap.
Yeah.
Like, not at all. It's Dirk and just other people.
Yeah.
You should be able to, I feel like if you have a bunch of salary cap room, you should be able to just, like, pay out those players. Like, you have to hit the floor.
They have a floor right now, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
But when's the last time somebody didn't hit the floor? I remember the Sixers weren't.
I feel like the Sixers had that. Didn't they have that year where they gave Elton Brand, like, a really big contract to reach?
Yeah, I just wish you could just give it to, like, people who are performing, though. Of, like, where you're like, hey, like, all these guys on the Sixers that are, like, maybe weren't getting paid yet, like Covington or, like.
Yeah.
Holmes or somebody like that.
I would
like
be fine
like,
with
be cool to
them
you
just finding
five.
Like the Spurs Jonathan Simmons of whatever year it is and giving that guy all the money. Like the dude who's just criminally underpaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Knicks fan, so I don't know the struggle.
you've been in the repeater
you only
tax
know
every year.
Yeah, you only know about overpaying everyone. Yeah.
Joakim Noah, 4 years, $72 million. he's played less than 40 games.
He only played like 40 some minutes.
It's crazy.
It's the worst situation too because he's completely physically shot, so he's not like, yeah, I'll take a buyout so I can compete for a championship.
Yeah, no, that was not the case because they said Tibbs was interested. And he needed to reach an agreement, I think, by March 1st. And he was like, I'm not leaving any money on the table. He was like, I'm getting all of this.
That's
why
so
would you
funny.
Not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you got like, the contract. Fucked, I was, yeah. 9 times out of 10, the team fucks the player. So why not? I mean, it sucks for your team, like, whenever you're, it's like that. But, like, also, like, who cares? Like, I don't know. I'd rather go to a millionaire than a billionaire.
He needs to make sure that when Phil Jackson is in his advanced years, that Joakim Noah pays for him to be in the greatest nursing home that money can buy, because Phil Jackson just gave him so much extra money. No one was going to offer him that.
I would say, but I think Phil is paid.
Oh, Phil's real paid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if Phil just wanted to keep his money to himself, I guess, for some, because he has no kids, right?
He has no kids, and I don't think he was ever divorced. No, he dated
Jamie
Buss. He dated Jamie, but
he dated her for 10 years. They never got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, boss.
Mm-hmm. That was the other thing he learned from doing peyote. Was like, yeah, never get married.
Yeah, that's rich on both sides.
Never say
that's rich people shit.
Yeah.
Him and her was like, no, we have a lot of money to look out for. Let's not get involved.
Yeah, she's loaded too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She has more money than him, I'm sure.
Like,
yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, she owns a basketball team.
Yeah.
She owns a basketball team, but she also owns, like, all the money that bought the basketball team. Like, Jerry Buss was a huge real estate
developer. Yeah,
she's
got some old-ass money, like, in her family.
Yeah, there's another lady that owns an NBA team. I forget who it is. I gotta think about it. I forgot.
Do you know what franchise?
I can't think of it. She'd split with her. Like so much money in her family. She owns the basketball team, and her husband owns the football team.
Oh,
in
shit.
I think it might be the Hawks.
That's such a dumb amount of money.
It's some southern team. I forget. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's still nuts.
Yeah, ridiculous amount of money. It's so much money.
Probably worth $1 billion each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be that. Yeah, I forget which team it is. I'll look it up.
Have you ever heard the story about those two ABA guys who, when they sold their franchises like to the NBA, instead of getting like a lump sum of money back, they got a percentage of like the TV cable rights?
Yeah, those guys are loaded. Yeah,
they soaked the NBA for like $4 billion
in
something.
So long. It wasn't like like 2 years. Like it was for like. I want to say, like, decades
no,
or
it was a
like
lifetime
that?
Deal yeah. that they sold the rights back to the NBA for like an even like a huge, huge settlement. Like,
God.
And
those guys must just be
they made billions
swimming.
Of dollars selling that, and it's still recognized as like, man, they cut the NBA some slack there.
Yeah, I mean, if people sign up for a contract, I think it's like, well, that's what you agreed to, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It sucks. That is something interesting that. After you read about all the stuff with Scottie Pippen's money problems, it is interesting to find out that his wife had a lot of money.
Yeah, his wife was like just better with money than him, I guess.
I mean, I guess that's a good move on that part. You don't want to be like irresponsible forever.
Well, the other weird thing is like this other side of the coin from the Johnny Bock stories that came out of that was there was a time that Jordan invited him to some like fundraiser, like a black tie event where you're like paying per plate, and it was in another city. And Johnny Bock was like, look, Jordan, I would love to come to this, but honestly, it's going to cost me like $5,000 to do this, and I just don't have the money for it. Mm-hmm. And Jordan paid to put him up, like flew him out to where the event was, paid for his table, paid for like the suit that he wore, put him in a 5-star hotel, and then like gave him some walking around money too.
Damn.
And it was just like, whatever. You've been a good coach to me. I'll treat you. And it's like, oh man, it's weird to see the difference between Jordan and Pippen with like amount of financial success.
Oh yeah,
that's
sure.
Also something I should have mentioned with before I threw away the Dominic's thing, was that he donated all the money he took from Dominic's to charity.
Damn.
It's like $20-some million. He just donated it all.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah, like. He gets a bad
rightfully so, especially.
Gets a bad rap, but I think Pippen was the one that's always known for being. I mean, no Tippin' Pippen. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
How many fucking stories are there, especially from like Chicago
so
bartenders
many.
That are just like, yeah, opened up a giant tab, then refused to pay for everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's sad, man. Yeah. That's like, you know, if he was in the position, he would probably, because usually kids, when you grow up poor, you get a lot of money, you are overly generous.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that he was so tight that he couldn't maybe couldn't tip.
Yeah.
I can tip.
That's like an old NBA thing, though, where like Jordan was a bad tipper. I've heard like Karl Malone is not great with that kind of stuff. I think that's just like that generation of dude is like very greedy about
cheap
stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like you hear now, you hear players leave like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think that is, though? Like,
it's ego.
I think that it's weird to leave such giant tips. Like, I get it, but it's like, I think it's weird to expect somebody who's rich to leave you a fat ass tip.
I think it's weird to expect it. I don't think it's weird
to get it.
I just think it's like if
you're fucking, let's say you're like Cleveland Anderson still, but you're as famous as Kevin Hart is. And I picked him because he's black.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Dan, don't give me that look.
Yeah, I mean,
I just wanted to see if I could throw anyone off.
Why not? Jerry
you stepped
Seinfeld
in that one.
I could be. As
I did it
as
on
Jerry
purpose.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, no, I know. It was just one of those things where I was like, "All right, interesting choice, Kyle."
No, but please continue.
So you've got a shitload of money.
Yes.
Like, what is Kevin Hart's net worth? Over $100 million, probably.
I don't think so. I don't think it's quite that. But
it's got to be. But it's an insane amount of
eating
money.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so if you go out and you tip 30%, like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you should be, like, blown up online or, like, called, like, cheap or anything. Like, you still have a life to live. You can't go around just handing out, like, fistfuls of cash because you have it.
And, again, no one should expect this, but if you go to maybe, like, a certain event or maybe you're good with your money, like they say LeBron is, because they say LeBron is really, really tight with his money.
Yeah. That's every single teammate he has. Like,
yeah,
has
so like if you go out one night and it's a special occasion, so you just won the, if you happen to be the waiter for a team that just wins the championship, I mean, you're going to get like the person who's in charge or whoever's in charge, and maybe if they do like a separate side dinner, like I mean, LeBron's going to tip you probably a shit ton.
Yeah.
If you want, so you're rich and happy. Like, I think that.
You ever hear about how, like, they haze rookies in the NFL? Like, where they'll just, like, order all this fucking food, like, out to the dinner. And then bounce the check on the, like.
That shit is the meanest thing in the world.
Dude, fuck that. If you were making, like, $500,000 a year and somebody left you, like, with, like. Like
$50,000.
That's literally what they are. They're, like, literally $50,000.
Yeah, no.
And in the NFL, where it's, like, you aren't guaranteed.
We're fighting. Like, I'm taking my shirt off in this restaurant. We're throwing fucking hands.
Just you like, eating steak with one hand and whipping your shirt off with the other.
I'm like, we're fighting. Like, that's bullshit.
It's not funny. It's not cute.
Not at all. Yeah. I'm calling the team and be like, hey, this is on you. Come to this place that we're at right now. Take care of this.
Yeah. Do it or I'm going to
find everyone.
Superstar.
I'm beating the shit out of everybody because this is not funny. Also, the lady's name was Ann Walton. Kronk, and she owns the Denver Nuggets, and her husband owns the
Broncos.
Those are some nice franchise to own.
Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I guess the Nuggets are like the lowest attended team in the league.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her net worth is $6 billion.
And look at that. That's why they don't worry about it on free hat night. They just let you have it. They're like, sure, you can have it.
Yeah, hers is $6 billion. Her husband's is $8 billion.
Jesus Christ!
That's just walking around money.
Yeah. What do you even do? Like, what's your day like whenever you're that loaded?
Whatever you want.
Because there's like you literally don't have to wait for anything.
You could charter a jet to like fly to Fiji and just hang out for the afternoon, and you wouldn't
and
feel
back.
That at all in your bank account.
Yeah.
What's weird too is like there would be no motivation to like. Like, I know, like, shit, like, on our level, like, whenever you just have normal people money or maybe even below normal people money, where you're just, like, you could get shit on Postmates. Like, we know people who, like, order shit on Postmates. It's like, oh, wow, that's a pretty expensive way to, you just paid, like, $12 to have, like, a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and sandwich delivered to you. Like, weird.
Yeah.
It would be weird to that not matter at all. Like, to just be like, oh, I don't go get anything for myself.
You are aiming low with your wealth. You're like, can you imagine using Postmates for every meal? She has $6 billion.
I'm still eating at Dunkin' Donuts.
She could, like, buy satellites to intercept Domino's vans and redirect them to her house. You're just like, imagine 12 extra dollars for every meal.
Like, they're so rich that if they gave up all their money, they could make a dent in, like, the nation's poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how rich they are. Combined, just the two of them as a couple.
That's so nuts.
What's eight plus six? I'm not great at math. What's that?
$14 billion.
$14 billion.
Eight plus six isn't 14 billion.
Man, fuck you with your dad ass math.
Oh, wait, I was like, wait, yo, no, yeah, it is. But yeah.
Burned you guys real hard.
Yeah, gotcha.
The sad thing is I did take a second to be like, one, two, three. Yeah. Kyle's wrong.
I got more toes than this.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. So when it comes to Scottie Pippen, I don't know. He's wrong tonight. He knows that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're just like, he's probably like, I'm Scottie Pippen. You get to see me.
Yeah. Isn't that
goodbye. Like, hey, food was great. Goodbye. I'm leaving.
I mean, I remember hearing like weird, someone was telling me the story this weekend about Jordan golfing with, I wish I could remember who the guy was, but the guy was a professional golf hustler and like hustled Jordan, and Jordan just kept trying to outbet him to get him to go.
Yeah.
And then it was over. Jordan got hustled pretty hard, and he was like, yeah, you're not fucking leaving without paying me, dude. Like, you're not leaving here. And he didn't have the cash.
Oh, Jordan?
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't have the cash, but he always apparently carries around, like, jerseys and shoes and basketballs and stuff and, like, uses it as money.
Okay.
And he's like, all right, hey, here's... He gave him everything in his trunk, you know, like, oh, here's, you know, 25 Michael Jordan signed jerseys.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's, yeah,
dude, it's your own money.
Yeah,
that is
your money.
It's like, backed by something better than the government. Your own reputation.
Yeah. Jeez,
honestly, you made that money. It's amazing.
I would pay more money for a Jordan jersey too if I knew he used it as payment to a golf hustler who would have broken his legs.
Just tell me that story.
Yeah,
I would pay so much.
If
more.
If you could get a certificate along with it, that was like, this is because Jordan got himself into a gambling debt.
Jordan got a 9 pulled up on him for this.
I want like a picture of him next to his trunk with the items, and like a guy
just
with the club posing,
greasy man,
a little side gun into his back.
They're all posing and smiling. I want it. Then I'll buy it. I'll spend as much money on that jersey as possible.
$1,000 easy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I don't need money.
Yeah, no.
I don't need a place to live. I can sleep on that Jordan jersey.
Yeah, Jordan almost died because of it. This is worth it. Every penny.
Oh, it's like owning a piece of history.
Yeah. What was in that article you sent, though, that that they used to bet on the race?
Yeah.
The Jumbotron one.
Yeah, they were competitive on so many things.
Should
we do like a, because this is going to be a two-parter, should we do like a little break right now?
We could do a break right
now.
How
far into this are we?
We're about 25, 26 minutes in. So we're good enough for a break.
So yeah,
probably.
Let's do a quick break, but like just a very quick recap. This is all stuff from Johnny Bach. He hasn't even gotten to the dick measuring thing, and it's like, obviously there's like 10 stories here.
Yeah.
But yeah, the like the Jordan, Scotty competing with each other stuff is so interesting. All right, so
if you're listening to this, hang on for part two.
Yeah, hang on, part two's coming out next week.
Yeah, it's
going
to come next week. So
follow us on Basketball Stories.
Boy, you don't know any of it.
I don't know any of this shit.
He said Basketball Stories.
At Basketball Stories Pod.
Yeah.
That's what it is on Instagram. Twitter's B-Ball Stories Pod. There's a Facebook page if you'd like, I don't know.
There's also...
still doing that.
I want to speak directly to who this person is. There is a Basketball Stories Pod that existed before us.
Oh, shit.
A couple years ago. No, he's fine. He's not doing episodes anymore.
Did you reach out to him?
No, I just wanted to... I saw the last episode post of his, and it was over a couple years ago.
I
just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you. Hope all is well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hope post-Basketball Stories is good to you.
Yeah. I hope you're enjoying retirement.
Yeah.
You started this journey for us, and we're going to...
Could we have
carry the torch?
Yeah, could we have your iTunes subscribers?
Yeah. I mean, he is very little. He has very little.
Oh.
So it's not.
Oh, well, speaking of that, thank you to we've had a little uptick in people who left reviews.
That has been awesome.
Yeah, they're fucking great. So many hilarious ones.
The Nick Van Exel one is
fantastic.
Yeah,
the Nick Van Exel one is really great.
It's not real, right?
I don't know. Let's,
look,
let's
it's
leave
help
a little,
me sleep at night
a little
if
bit
I
of mystery.
I'm in Nick Van Exel's ear.
Yeah.
I don't think it's.
I like to, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe all of them are real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the one that says just fuck Kyle in it from from Boogie Cuz.
Yeah, I can fuck with that one.
Yeah, I can too, because it's five stars.
Dan David? They called you David?
Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Dylan.
Three, mm-hmm. Just three friends.
Just three friends, and you do not know my name.
Yeah, we should be compatible. Sorry, I'm just.
Oh, I was gonna say we should do one episode where we just read the reviews, from our iTunes. Does that sound like sucking our own dick enough?
A little bit.
Because we're like, we've done only stories that are canon in NBA history, and that probably includes our iTunes reviews.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
I just feel like they're funny. We'll just keep posting them online.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll post them online.
If we go for a while as a podcast, and then we can SRDs a little bit to clean it up if there's kids listening.
Off-season stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think kids listen to this?
I would love if we did like a radio edit version of all the podcasts.
We should do a kids bop version of this podcast.
Absolutely. We should also start competing with each other the way Jordan and Pippen did.
Yeah, start measuring our dicks.
We can do that, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, just like fuck with each other.
You know, Cleveland's got a big dick because immediately he didn't turn that down. He was just like, "Yeah, we can do that." Like, you know that he's got a big dick just for the way you acted to
average,
that.
But I'm gonna give. I'm not ashamed. We can do whatever.
Hey,
I want to bet. I like to gamble.
I know people can't see this because it's a podcast, but just tell me when to stop.
Oh, Kyle is raising a microphone stand longer. Goodbye.
All right, wait, hold on.
We're done. Goodbye.
Will you guys please subscribe on iTunes? I love you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.